Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Yes, I am Doug Steffen, and this is A Good Day and the Good Day program with items galore, highlights of the day, highlights of the night, highlights. Hey, wait a minute. It's Tuesday, right? We had agreed that we were going to start the hours of the days with various songs, so we have a bunch of Tuesday songs that are in the catalog, I'm sure. Maybe we can even find a song to celebrate National Voter Registration Day, which is today. The 19th of September is upon us. Yep, Americans getting together to vote, or at least that's what we hope is going on. If you have already registered to vote, make sure the information that you have, or that is the registrar, the clerk of the city, whatever it is current and correct. You go back to 1965 when President Johnson was on the as the king of the hill. He signed the Voting Rights Act into law, allowing people of color to vote without barriers and any political involvement. Imagine 1965, this is after Martin Luther King. There were so many rules and regulations and prohibitions for people. I remember this well. Matter of fact, I took a course in college at that time. I was a sophomore in college, and I remember taking that wasn't called voting rights, but it was a vote, how to, I wish I could remember the exact title of the course. But anyway, it was all about what was going on. It was the introduction of this sort of thing into college courses. I was a political science major, so it fit right in. And then a couple of years later, some black legislators made history. Andrew Young, who became the mayor of Atlanta and became an ambassador, I think during the Clinton years, he was the first elected to Congress since the Reconstruction period after the Civil War. And then Congress extended a key part of the Voting Rights Act for 25 more years. This is one of those, you know, it's really kind of amazing when you get right down to the brass tacks of this, that there were so many restrictions, and I would not have known it had I not studied about it in school. Wonder if this is still being taught. And how it's being, it probably is, but it's how it's being taught or how people are learning about what went on. It's a historical fact, and that's the way the information should be presented, not some sort of national shame. And it is shameful the way we kept thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of blacks from voting. No question about that. But there is a, I don't hold with shame no matter what. I don't think you gain anything by shaming people. Yes, you did it. No. It was the reason that the NAACP was formed, actually. And then in 2013, like 10 years ago, the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People lost a Supreme Court decision. It was a decision against Alabama's NAACP in Shelby County. Supreme Court ruled that certain jurisdictions with a history of voting discrimination didn't have to get pre-approval for voting rule changes. I never did quite understand all of that, frankly, where it came from and what it means. And but there's a distinct difference in my mind, in my experience, between all of this confusion that was often created to keep blacks from voting. I think if you don't think, or you were not taught, or somehow or other you think that there wasn't any discrimination, you're foolish, because there was. There's plenty of it today. But the way that it's been handled by those who have made, it's kind of like climate change. Denying climate change is foolish, because that's what's going on. But to take and make a religion out of it, and to have it become, you know, you're bad guys because you do this, and you better do it this way because there's a certain amount of figure-it-out-for-yourself-ism here, it seems to me. and the help that's been given, although I think in some circumstances well-intentioned, like, you know, voter ID and things like that,
mm-hmm.
you by the very nature of the way it's put together, you are still discriminating against people. It's easy to get an ID. Very easy. Very easy. In terms of educational opportunities, there's still plenty of discrimination, plenty of blacks. Even in the town that I live in, there are schools that are in black districts or minority districts that are nowhere near as good as the ones in the white districts. Why? Why? If you pay into a system, why aren't the best teachers all selected for every school and not have a teacher that is less than qualified or less than suitable in a school, pile them up in that school and put all the good teachers on the white side of town? No, that's not acceptable. And we shouldn't be putting up with it, especially the way they spend money, the tax money. I mean, people will say, well, we're doing a better job. Yeah, okay, but it's still you by using the comparative degree better, not best, which is the superlative degree, you are admitting that there still are things that need to be done. So I guess that's maybe what you take away from National Voter Registration Day. But I'm not clocking away at giving people the other side of the coin is people who don't are not citizens have no damn business voting. I don't care if you've got a driver's license or you don't. If you're not a citizen, you haven't gone through the recommended courses and requirements, then you do not have a right to vote, mm-hmm. period. So, Jay, your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I agree without having a right to vote. The problem with getting voter-approved ID that some people do have a hard time is the documentation that you have to take. There are some people who do not have their name on bills. They might be in a living situation mm-hmm. where they don't have that kind of proof of identity. They only have a birth certificate and a Social Security card. And unfortunately, those two items alone are not enough for to get a state ID.
So how do you fix that?
They have to fix the system.
Oh, yeah, but what? In what way? I'm with you. The system leaves a lot to be desired.
Yeah.
So, but then who fixes it and how do you fix it?
Yeah, we have to figure out other ways for proof because mm-hmm. people who maybe don't have their name on the rent, maybe somebody who is living with somebody else and they don't have a bank account, maybe they are just trying to make ends meet and they are cash only or something. There could mm-hmm. be very many reasons why people do not have that kind of documentation aside from a birth certificate and a Social Security card.
But then how do you get it?
We've shown that that's not enough because those can easily be forged. Look at how people can so easily take other people's identity.
Yeah. I get it. So, but how do you fix it? That's the question.
That is a good question.
Yeah. And I don't know that there's a fix to it. Maybe there's a different way. I don't know. It's a good discussion, but you see how frustrating it is for two people who are pretty objective to look at it and say, all right, this isn't the way to fix it, but then what is? And so then what do you do? It's sticky. It's a sticky wicket. No question about it. But opening the floodgates so that everybody can vote is not the way to fix it either. No. Nope, 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 nope.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let's see what's going on with the military. I chuckle about this because it seems to not be possible. Many of you have heard the story about the pilot in South Carolina who bailed out of the plane, right? It's an F-35B.
Mm-hmm.
Was involved in a quote-unquote mishap. So the pilot got out safely. He went to the hospital, was in stable condition. So now people are the military is asking for the public's help in finding this $80 million plane.
Right.
Okay. Hey, I got it in my backyard over here. So, huh?
What if it went into a body of water?
Well, that would be, you'd think that would be the case. There are a couple of lakes around where they are.
Well, they have found some debris, apparently.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
The plane was in autopilot when there was a, quote-unquote, mishap. The transponder was not functional for some reason that they haven't figured out yet. So that makes it more difficult. So these planes, If they cost $80 million, why are they not perfect in every way?
Yeah, why is tracking not absolutely, well, right. absolute, I guess.
Yeah, how is it they don't, this is foolish almost, makes us look pretty weak. You don't think that the folks that don't like us, like the Chinese, are looking at this and say, well, I wonder, well, maybe it's the same, we've suffered from overload, too much technology, too much hardware, too much money being spent on all this stuff to make it so sophisticated that maybe it's a part of the thing that they don't want to tell everybody that you can't find it, that they don't want you. If the aircraft is stealth, that means you're not supposed to track it and you're not supposed to find it. So, well, maybe they'll find it because they found some debris. I got a kick out of the people in the... in the public affairs office at the base, put their number out. If you see our plane, call this number.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
If you find any debris, any piece of anything, let us know.
So what do you think people that are in other countries who aren't our friends think about when they see this? I mean, the Russians certainly have their problems. I don't know. Who knows what the Chinese are doing? Every time we hear something about the Chinese, it's always, they're doing this. It's terrible. Look out. They're going to get us. I don't know. It seems kind of the more you look into how much money is spent by the Pentagon and the Defense Department and you see stuff like this, it's easy to make mistakes. It's easy to have a problem. Yesterday we had a technical problem with you that was simple to fix, but yet we didn't find the fix. And in this circumstance, there's a simple problem maybe, but because there is a wall, sort of a technical wall, it won't be easy to find stuff. But $80 million, how many of those planes do we have? You realize when you look at that how much money is spent on all of these planes and training stuff? And
absolutely.
And we need it. It's the old military-industrial complex beating its chest. Look at this. Look at this plane. Look at how fancy it is. And the guys who know how to fly best are the ones who played all those games, the video games. Those are the best pilots. Ray. Yeah, no, boo. Boo. I say boo anyway. All right, here's something else I say to the first 10 callers that call 800-419-DOUG. Yippee! Hooray for you! You're going to get a couple of free nights. Yep, free. F-R-E-E. You don't have to pay for where you're going to stay. How about that? Sounds like a poem, right? Don't have to pay?
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced. Call now. If the lines are busy, please call back.
Call the Home Warranty Hotline now at 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. 800-239-1876. That's 800-239-1876.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, September the 19th, and celebrity news, gossip news on the social media scale of a huge, huge. A lot of people talking about Katy Perry selling her catalog to a company called Litmus Music. I don't know if they've been around or not. We'll find out about them and how much dough she got after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new plan.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You just gotta deny the lie and let it shine.
So, Litmus Music appears to be part of the Carlyle Group, which is a big international investment firm. In essence, they are a fund. It's a big fund set up by George Bush the father and a bunch of his friends after he got out of office. And so a lot of influential people have a lot of money. It's usually, but real estate is normally their investments. I find this interesting. All of the things,
musician,
right?
Catalogs are the new real estate, it seems.
Yeah, apparently.
Keith Urban was the first artist to sell his catalog to Litmus, and they launched last summer.
Mm-hmm. So all of the records, that anything she's done between 2008 and 2020 is in this $225 million deal, if I understand correctly. Is that right?
Yes, it is.
$225, yeah. Right. So all of the stuff, how many hits would you say? I know there are 16 singles that are on some of these, the albums.
I think she has 8 or 9 number ones, maybe.
Really? It's worth that kind of... Does she write all her own music?
I actually don't know.
Huh. Wow. This is a lot of dough for... Well, she has had massive hits, though, right?
Massive hits. Her very first single pretty much launched her career as Katy Perry was I Kissed a Girl, and that was the one that was number one across the charts in the most countries. That was, to date, probably her absolute biggest hit.
How much did Keith Urban get for his? Do you remember? How much did they pay him for his catalog? Yeah. Interesting to see. So what do you do if you win the lottery? $500 million he got. Wow. Bunga bunga. So, wait a minute. I'm going to get a piece of paper. I got my pen in my hand. I'm going to write some songs. How about you and I do it together? You and I can be co-writers like Lennon and McCartney, right? It can be... Kirshner and Stefan. Kirshner Stefan Productions.
There you go.
I can see it all now in bright lights. And you and I taking that check and ripping it in two. You get half, I get half. Is that how it works, man? We have to get something else. But anyway, so good for her. A lot of people take shots at her. I think she's kind of interesting, frankly, from lots of different levels. So, congratulations. You're now $225 million richer, young lady. Happy days are here again, 28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, we've talked about this before, but I get so many questions and so many people that are frustrated saying, Warren, what type of toys are available that are safe for my pets? Pet shops are crammed with doggy toys. Many of them look like great fun, but you should check the toy over very carefully before you buy it, just as you would if you were choosing something for a baby or a small child. Can your dog chew or pull off any of the loose pieces from the toy? Can she swallow any part or all of it? If she can or might be able to, then that's not the toy for them. In fact, as you get to know each other, you'll be making some toys for yourself that you and your dog will enjoy. Here's the bottom line. I personally buy toys made in the United States. There's been a lot of recalls lately. Read the labels carefully. Find out where the toys are made. Make sure that the items used in manufacturing the toys are good. And if you have any questions, call up the manufacturer and ask the questions. After all, your pet is part of the family, and the safety of his toys should be of utmost concern to you. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LIN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The wreckage of a missing FB-35B stealth fighter jet has been found in South Carolina. Military and civilian agencies had been searching for the jet around two lakes near Charleston, but located a debris field some 2 hours northeast of the city in rural Williamsburg County. The pilot ejected from the cockpit and parachuted to safety in a North Charleston neighborhood over the weekend. The investigation as to the cause remains under investigation. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says he hopes the Office of Progressive District Attorney George Gascon will prosecute the man suspected in the ambush killing of one of his deputies over the weekend to the fullest extent of the law.
Ryan's family will never see him again.
Kevin Salazar, who was taken into custody yesterday morning after barricading himself in a home for several hours. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thanks to Troy Albright, pharmacist and inventor, there now exists a sustainable way to both secure and promote more healthful nutrition while reducing waste and cost. According to a recent published research, household food growers were able to grow 51% more vegetables and 20% more fruit. In addition to providing year-round access to fresh fruit and vegetables, household growers consume more health-giving vegetables and fruit than the typical national average. Eating at least 5 portions of fruits and vegetables a day is associated with a significantly decreased risk of developing obesity, heart disease, type 2 diabetes, and certain types of cancer. Finally, an inexpensive way to control your food supply, introducing True Garden, a solar-powered, at-home, easy way to grow produce year-round without dangerous pesticides. True Garden, a vertical grow tower, is convenient and saves you money. For more information, go to TrueGarden.com. TrueGarden.com. That's TrueGarden.com.
And it's gonna be a good day.
I know it's gonna be a good day.
Now I bid you a good day, sir.
This is gonna be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
All these devices and so many ways to connect. Hi, guys. It's Jen. Our favorite is when you call us at 855-999-DOUG.
I just love that.
And leave us a nice little message. Call today, 855-999-DOUG.
Been a fan of Lynyrd Skynyrd. That's not a reason for you not to be a fan. If you like Lynyrd Skynyrd, help yourself. Crank this up a little, Ginger. So we can get the 2 or 3 Lynyrd Skynyrd fans that are listening into the high zone. Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen highlighting the day. The difference between try and triumph. What would you say the difference was, Jay, between try and triumph?
It's kind of like the travel to the destination. You can't have any triumph unless you actually try.
That's true. The difference, however, in my mind, between try and triumph is oomph, right? Add oomph to try. There you go. Oomph, get it. I picked up a 100-pound rock yesterday in a field, and I thought, oh, I'll take care of this. And my back is not liking it at all today. So I hadn't even got an oomph involved in that. So there you go. How about a little, all of us can add a little more oomph, a little more starch to our situation to offer solutions for stuff, right? Da-da-da-da-da. Okay. The situation with the flying taxis. Here we go. Jay lives in Ohio. A lot of high-flying taxis are going to be made there down in Dayton, the home of the Wright brothers. And for those of you, sometimes people send me a note, why are you trying to embarrass James? I'm not trying to embarrass him at all. I'm just trying to get a perspective on things. So, James, please tell us who the Wright brothers were.
Oh, gosh, I hope I don't embarrass myself. Those are the guys who built the planes, right? They built the first planes?
There you go. Okay, perfect. He gets a home run. 100%. You got an A.
Woohoo.
So, anyway, so the same place where the Wright brothers started human flight, there's a manufacturing facility there that's going to build electric planes. They're going to take off and land vertically. It's a new deal. It's called Joby Aviation. So when you're talking about air taxis, seems to be the future, at least in some people's minds, including
Governor.
It's
very like George Jetson.
Yes, here's George Jetson. Well, they didn't take off. They didn't go straight up, those George Jetson planes. They were, they were more like the stuff you saw in Star Wars, right? It would be off the ground. There's no wheels or anything. It just takes off.
And hover and rise.
Yeah. Know. One of the most wonderful things to remember. Who hasn't seen at least an episode or two of Star Wars, right? Is there anybody in captivity you think that hasn't seen an episode or two of Star Wars? And the little Wookiees I'm thinking about right now, and I think it's the second or third Star Wars where they get on those things and fly around in the woods on them. You know what I'm talking about? Those flyer things. That was the third one. All right.
Yep.
So, thank you, James.
I've only seen one of the newer ones.
Oh, so you? They have them in the new.
And I didn't really pay much attention to it.
Uh huh.
And I've never seen Star Trek. Is that blasphemous?
What, confusing Star Wars and Star Trek? I did that the other day with Live Long and Prosper. Right? You remember when I said Live Long and then I attributed it to Star Wars and it's not a Star Trek?
Mm.
But, yeah, how dare I do something like that? Ooh-wee. Okay, so anyway, the governor says it's very exciting, not only because of all the jobs that are going to be created, but it's a signal to people that Ohio is looking to the future. I guess they are, except when it comes to abortion, then you got to go to Indiana to get one of those. How dare I connect the two? Ohio, I went to school
there. Everything's political.
Oh, yes. Da 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 da. So, meanwhile, back to the electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicles. They're called EVTOL. EVTOL. All right? And so, anyway, apparently they're pretty noisy. Pretty hard to keep them charged up, but that's part of the development, right? The first time you do something, it's not always perfect. In fact, most everything that's made, whether on purpose or not, is far from perfect when it gets started. So what do you take off from a roof? You take off from the parking garage? What do you take these?
Yeah, and how high will they be flying? Because I can't imagine being too high considering the commercial air traffic and all of that stuff.
Right, especially because they're not far from Dayton International Airport, where they're, and that's where the Wright-Patterson Air Force Base is, same place. It's right pretty much there. A lot of research laboratories, I don't know if that came out of those or not, but it's certainly an aviation innovation, and can it be made, can Boeing buy it and make a lot of money manufacturing this type of aircraft, right? Is that what happens with this thing? Or they use it for military purposes? Who knows?
The whole flying taxi. It also raises the question of, why do we need it?
Well, because a lot of people want to go 200 miles an hour from one side of town to another.
Yeah, get one place a lot quicker.
Yeah, how long would it take you to get to the grocery store if you were going 200 miles an hour? About 13 seconds, right? Up, down, chung, bung.
Yeah, it'll take longer probably just to get up and get back down.
Yep. So apparently Toyota's involved in this. Delta is involved in this. Uber is involved in this. Huh. That's really pretty interesting. It's a $500 million project. The state of Ohio is putting a lot of incentives into it to get the factory going, to get the workers going. They expect to build 500 of these things a year, 2,000 jobs. So when are they going to, are they ready to start? How do you find people who have, I suppose you get aviation workers, right? Or maybe even people who work in a car plant.
Probably a combination of such.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, interesting marriage here. Interesting innovation in aviation, nuts and bolts and bottom line stuff, but it's kind of neat for the community and sort of an interesting thing to imagine, right? Take it and zoom around. I was with my partner in the real estate development business yesterday, and he's got a drone, and he's using the drone, and he had it in his hand, and I've never actually seen a drone. I've never operated a drone. I mean, I've seen how they work, for sure. But it's this little plastic thing with a couple of batteries and a control, and that's about it. I could see how easy it would be for somebody to take a gun and shoot it down. I'm not suggesting that's what you should do with them, but I'm just saying it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, just throw a baseball at it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, anything. A broom, much as anything else. Thinking about this new business, and businesses that are being created. America is the greatest place in the world for new businesses to get started, even though the government is involved, especially with this bunch, and doing as much as they can to choke out the incentives. It's apparently still better to start your own business and to get it going, even under this environment of tax, 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 and let's go get the rich guys. So I was looking into business procedures. I was talking earlier about being a political science major, and I had radio and I had music and stuff in my subplots to get out of school. And I was thinking, I've always known that I wouldn't be a good employee, that I would be better working for myself with others. And so I'm looking across the landscape to see what's going on in companies, the new companies that are trying to get started, right? Like this whole thing gets me, my juices flowing. I'm thinking, wow, this is great. How many other people are trying to do something like this? And do they have the right amount of money? And is the atmosphere around the new business, is that going to help them, encourage them, or will it discourage them? Because, again, there are a lot of people, we've become so dependent on the government. Even that thing got big government grants, right, to get started. That company we were just talking about, air taxis, yeah, a lot of money. Yeah. So in looking around at the companies that are trying to stay in business, if they're companies that are selling, you know, some stuff is just, it's manufacturing things. It's like business to business, okay? Don't have to worry about the following. But if you're a business to the public, there are a lot of people, a lot of businesses that are trying to wrestle with what they see, the owners see as some pushing this progressive agenda, I don't know another way of establishing what I'm talking about other than you're going along to get along, and it's referred to as wokeism, right? Am I giving you a good definition of wokeism?
No, that's not. Woke is at all.
No, really? What is then? How would you define it? That's in my mind.
Woke is being conscious and bringing awareness to anybody who was at once, shun's not the word, discouraged and categorized and stereotyped and kept down. And a lot of it started with black people, and a lot of it started to kind of come with the Me Too movement as well.
Well, I guess I was thinking about the beer and how that whole thing got way twisted and turned out of, in my mind, out of proportion. How it has happened that because somebody was a spokesperson that apparently, I don't even know anything, I still don't know anything about this person.
Yeah, it was a social media partnership, and a trans woman posted with the beer, and people got really upset about
it. Okay, why? Why are they upset? What am I missing?
That's a very good question.
Well, so that's what I'm talking to. That's the point I'm trying to make, that a lot of people jump on the bandwagon, and especially when it comes to certain companies that are, even though now Anheuser-Busch is not an American company, it does still have its quote-unquote American values and its American roots. And so the fact that they were trying to appeal in a what I consider to be a genuinely honest attempt to reach a different audience or to reach a bigger audience or another audience, whatever, and they got flipped over because of it, why? What do you what? Why is it that you're upset if you don't like, you're not drinking Bud beer anymore because of this trans woman? What has this trans woman ever done to you? Why is exactly. is this a problem?
And so, she got a lot of death threats and hate mail.
Why? Because she changed her sex. How does that affect you? It's like all these people who say I'm against gay marriage. How does that affect your marriage? Are you gay? Maybe that's what the people are worried about, this stuff. I mean, it's the point when you think about it and ask yourself a question, dig down into the roots of why you think this either is or isn't important. For me, it's not important at all. I don't give a damn about your sexuality or what. Who cares? It doesn't affect me any or my life. But what is there about it that gets you all riled up? Right? And so that's something that's affected a lot of businesses in the marketplace. So they're really tripping over themselves to try to avoid the problem. Food for thought, certainly. 48 after on Good Day.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait. Hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Do you need new wiper blades but aren't sure which ones are right for you? The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts can help. We'll show you the best options for your specific vehicle and even install your new wipers for free. And right now, save $10 per pair on Bosch Focus wiper blades, plus get 2x O Rewards points. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I was crossing the street when I met the love of my life. I chased after her. Nothing would stand in my way. Not the dog walker, nor the hot dog vendor. Finally reaching her, I asked, "What do you call that amazing smell?"
It's Game Flings.
Game Flings. My love had a name. But more importantly, it had a scent.
Fall in love with Game Flings. Seriously good scent. Game Flings with 50% more freshness ingredients versus leading bargain detergent.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the #1 rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now 53 after the hour, it's Food Farm and Family Time, which you can bring yourself up to date on. The Food Farm family focus yesterday in the program was the celebration, among other things, of Rice Krispies treats. And then we had the usual recalls, so check it out every day. Find out what's going on in the food business. If you don't catch the program, go to foodfarmfamily.com. Here's a wonderful story of a Kansas farmer. Listen to this story. You want to have a little romance? Here's a farmer who planted a million sunflowers for his wife for their 50th anniversary. Isn't that cool? Think about that. And she said it was the perfect gift from her husband. Farmer's name is Lee Wilson.
Beautiful.
80 acres of crops were sacrificed to give his gal a gift she would never forget. He said it added up to a million or so sunflowers, which he kept a secret for 3 months after he planted them. And then he brought her over there on their big day last month. He said, it made me feel very special. And so did she. People came from all over the place to take pictures. We have a couple of sunflower areas on my friend, the produce guy up the street. He has, let me think, I think he's got like maybe 2 acres of sunflowers, and people love to go into them. And the bees love them, but the bees that go after the sunflowers are not the stinging type anymore. This time of year, you see bees all over ice cream shops. My ice cream bus on the farm is loaded with bees.
They like that
bees.
Sweet nectar.
Yeah, and where they come from at this time of year, they're looking, it's the beginning of the change in seasons for them. But they're not going to hurt you. They just are there. Okay, Costco recalling a popular fall vegetable. First day of fall, by the way, is Thursday. Today is Tuesday. You might want to check your fridge if you shop at Costco. Recall for a fall vegetable that's sold in states around the country.
Yeah, butternut squash, organic. Watch out.
Safeway Fresh Foods announcing the recall for its pre-cut organic butternut squash. Safeway's lab discovered E. coli in one of the products, and we all know E. coli is just one of three of the strains of bacteria that'll get you. So I guess that's the bad side. The good side is the recall won't affect customers, Costco customers all around the country. This is in one area of Maryland, especially in Pennsylvania and Virginia. So that's where it is. Well, you know what it is? I have a friend, as a matter of fact, another guy who's a produce guy that's down the street, well, in the next town. And he grows hundreds of acres of squash and is the largest purveyor. You know how you go into the stores at this time of year and see cut-up squash, butternut squash? Especially as you get closer to the fall holidays, to Halloween, and then to Thanksgiving and Christmas, people seem to like butternut squash. So he has this whole operation in the back of his barn where he has literally thousands and thousands of bins of squash, and these people work around the clock to cut up. He sells this stuff to all the big local platform, all the big supermarket chains around the Worcester County and Middlesex County area. They buy this stuff from him. So the reason I know it is because I take the squash, the what's left after they've cut the squash up and packaged it. There's all the squash that's left, and the cows love it. Cows love squash like candy. So we bring it to the farm, and we feed it to the cows. And next spring, in their poop, lots of squash grows. Well, that works. Anyway, so I can see how this might happen if the place isn't clean. That's all E. coli is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, you get sick, stomach cramps and diarrhea and all that stuff. So you'll not feel it until after a couple of days after you consume something contaminated. So there you are.
That's one of the reasons, too, why it's always a good idea to, if you go to a restaurant or you do get something and you eat it, still take leftovers home and put it in your fridge, even if it's for a couple of days. Because if you do start to get sick, you can go get that tested and prove where that illness came from.
I thought this was very interesting news. This would be in the good news file. For the first time, genetically modified pig kidneys have provided life-sustaining kidney function during the course of a clinical study. So there's a problem around the world of kidney donors, so they're trying to figure out how to make an artificial kidney that would be for humans. And they've got this clinical trial going on right now to figure out how pig kidney. A lot of pig organs are similar to humans. Hearts, kidneys, that kind of stuff. So this would be good. This would be very helpful to a lot of people who have kidney problems. So there's hope. I guess that's how we leave you in this portion of the Good Day program, with hope.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.